The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams become reality.
It's another episode of DBB.
Welcome back to DBB. I am your host, John Russell, and of course, this is the show that is all about the behind-the-scenes details for Dream Realm Enterprises. This is episode 156, the second episode of Season 7. Got a few little things that I can update you on, which is why I decided to go ahead and record. We will have some new releases real soon. We are working on a few shows. I am currently writing the 100th ever script for Robots of the Company. It is something we've been sort of looking forward to and sort of planning for a long time. We knew we'd hit it some point. I kind of thought we'd hit it before now, but of course we ran into a few little roadblocks the last couple of years or so. But finally, here we are, and I'm writing it. It's not an easy road to write what it should be the biggest episode ever of Robots of the Company, and I don't know if it really is going to be that. The plan originally was for it to definitely be the biggest episode ever, but you know how plans go. There's a lot of things that just aren't happening because they can't happen for various logistical reasons, but if I can talk today, we are going to make it a fairly big and significant episode in the series, and it should be, of course, being number 100, which is quite a milestone for this show. It's 100 episodes and 18 years. I have to think about that for a second. 18 years of Robots of the Company? Wow, it just seems like yesterday we were celebrating the 10th anniversary, but of course a lot's happened since then, so in a way that feels like a lifetime ago. So it's kind of weird. And on top of it being 18 years since Robots of the Company, this actually is the 18th anniversary month of Robots of the Company, because in March of 2005 is when this show was launched. It was never meant to last this long, obviously. When we were doing the first few episodes, which we weren't even calling a season at that point, we were just doing a few little skits is basically what they were, because they weren't more than about 10 minutes or so. But at the time, we really didn't think we'd do more than a couple. And then it ended up being so much more, and there are various reasons for that, which we've covered in the past. And maybe we'll cover again in the near future, because it has been suggested that perhaps we should do some kind of documentary to mark the fact that it is 100 episodes and 18 years. So that's a possibility. So we'll see. It just depends on how the time works out, of course, and it will involve a lot of work in addition to the work on the new season, which is season 13. 13 seasons over 18 years. I guess that's okay. But in addition to that, of course, it's the 20th anniversary year of DRE since its inception in August of 2003, which was when I first decided to form our little production group. So we've had a lot of releases since then. And we started off with Doctor Who, of course, which you will be hearing more of in the near future, because we've got a whole new season that we're slowly planning and writing. So that's churning behind the scenes as well. We also have some more of Tales from a Dark Realm coming up, which is our sort of horror anthology, mostly readings of stories, some classic literature, some original. We started with an original story that I wrote, and then from then on, it's just been readings of classics. But it's been very popular, so that will be continuing. We've got a couple of episodes already recorded. I've just got to have the time to stitch it all together and make it conform into something palatable. So that will happen in the next few weeks, hopefully, fingers crossed. So we will get back to that, which is season one of that show. It would be great to have more stories to tell, or more original stories. So if there's anybody out there likes writing horror stories, whether it's in prose or script form, submit us an idea. Send an email to darkbuilding1@yahoo.com and with a subject header, something like horror submission or something like that. And we'll look at it. We'll look at it, and who knows, we might actually produce it and release it as part of Tales from a Dark Realm. So, yeah, if you want to submit something, you are certainly welcome to do so. And just as long as it's reasonably family-friendly, not too graphic as far as violence and language and so forth is concerned, because we do want to keep it sort of family-friendly, because that's kind of our YouTube exclusive, and YouTube's a little funky when it comes to stuff like that. The algorithm is funny. So, yeah, we try to keep that as family-friendly as we can. Just submit something if you so desire. You're certainly welcome. And it will be considered, seriously. It doesn't pay, of course. That's just for fun and a credit. So keep that in mind. But, yeah, if you want to submit a spooky story, then feel free to do so. As I'd like to keep that series going. And we also have a new podcast review. It's sort of a review debate podcast called Bad Ideas by Lee James Sands. But, that's pretty interesting. He's already done a pilot, and I think I've got another episode. There's going to be, like, 3 episodes in the first season, just giving it a test run. So that'll be coming out really soon, because those are coming at me now. It's been in the works for a year or two, but it's finally seeing fruition. So I think it's a pretty enjoyable little debate series. It's sort of tongue-in-cheek. They debate movies and various versions of them. And you'll hear more about that and get the details of what that's exactly about, because I'm butchering the whole idea, of course, here. But you'll get to hear all about that soon. But thanks to Lee and Matthew, that's going to be a really fun podcast to listen to. But that's coming real soon, and that's going to be probably a YouTube exclusive as well. So look for that. And if you haven't subscribed to our YouTube channel, you really should. It's JPR Guy, and that's the YouTube channel. And you can find a link to that on our website, dreamrealmsite.com, or you can go on YouTube, and I'm sure you can search JPR Guy or any of our shows, and you'll find it. And please be sure to subscribe and hit that notification bell, so that you get notified of any new releases. Some of what goes up there is exclusive to YouTube, as I said. So there's some things that you can't necessarily find anywhere else. But it's a channel that we're trying to grow. So help us out. Help us out. There's a lot going on this year. There's a lot going on. So those are the things that we're mostly concentrating on. Of course, we've been talking for a couple of years at least about a new sci-fi series that has been recorded. The first three episodes have been recorded, which will make up a season, season one of Spacers Inc. is what it's called. And yeah, you've heard me talk about it off and on, but not given a lot of details. There is a page on our website, so if you want more information, you can look there. But that will be coming out over the summer, hopefully, as well. Because all I have to do is add effects to that. So time has kind of just not been on my side lately for one reason and another. And other reasons, which I'm sure if you listen to the last episode of this podcast, you will get a better understanding of why things don't happen as quickly as they could or haven't happened as quickly as they should have here lately. So various reasons. And they're all discussed in the season 7 premiere of DBB. So you can look back at that, have a listen. Kind of a long discussion, not too long, by myself about, you know, the reasons why, which are very personal. So I got very personal in that podcast, in that episode. So it's something that I'm not used to because I don't burden people with my problems. That's not my way of doing things. But I thought you guys deserved an explanation. So that's it. So if you didn't catch that episode and you looked at it and thought, man, that's too long to listen to, and I don't even care. I don't want to hear it. But maybe you do want to hear it. Maybe you should. If you don't, that's fine too. We understand. I have a hard time getting through longer podcasts as well. When I see something's longer than about 20 minutes, I usually kind of give it a pass unless it's something I'm really interested in. So I get it. I understand. So this one's going to be on the short side, though, because I just wanted to update you on those things. So that, and of course more, is happening behind the scenes. We're currently recording episode 99 of Robots of the Company. So we're having a whole season of Robots of the Company. And I don't know about a release date yet. I kind of don't want to do them, you know, release one here and then a few weeks later you get another. You know, I don't really want to do that. I would kind of like to record everything and get it edited together and then start releasing on a weekly basis. So that's likely the course we're going to take. But, okay, I'm sure you could tell I've been having some technical difficulties during the recording of this episode. So I decided to come in and kind of re-record the ending again to give you a nice clean outro. So my apologies for erroneous noises and pops and bangs. And my setup here is certainly not good. It's far from professional, and it's kind of a make-do situation until I can get my main setup set up. So I've told you this before, but it's still an ongoing process. We're trying to work it out right now. I'm having to record in my living room, so you get a lot of erroneous noises, like traffic and other noises, of course. Here on my desk, the desk isn't in the best shape, and so the mic is a little off kilter sometimes, and if I move, the mic moves, and you hear it. I just apologize for all of that. You probably hear traffic in the background as well. Paper-thin walls here, so that is kind of par for the course, but I do apologize for all of those technical issues. But at any rate, there's a lot of stuff in the works, of course, which we've talked about, plus Magic Monsters and Mayhem and you know, maybe one or two other things, and we will talk about all of that in the near future. But for now, I want to wrap this up and thank you guys very much for listening. We really appreciate your patience. We appreciate you listening. We appreciate your support. We love you to death. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So for this episode, I'm wrapping it up. And I will talk to you again real soon. And you guys know the drill. Please stay tuned.
This program is copyright 2023, all rights reserved, and is brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises, always warping to new dimensions.